Thank you for your introduction. In the field of detecting and monitoring dynamic objects in the scene, background subtraction techniques are extensively used. Most of the background subtraction techniques used are operates at pixel level, but these techniques don't incorporate the context in the analysis. Other techniques include the neighborhood in the analysis, but all these techniques underperform in the presence of shadows or under sudden illumination changes. All these models has to be adapted a long time because the scene evolves. In our strategy, we propose a region level technique which includes the context in the analysis, and also we propose a wavelet-based framework in such a way that we have not just color information through the approximation coefficients, but also detailed information. We proposed a multi-resolution framework, so we have information at different resolution levels. And our background model has also to be updated to the evolution of the scene. The first step in our approach is an image segmentation. We are not really interested in the segmentation strategy used. We are just interested in the result. Our starting point is the topology of the regions of the background image. For each common image, we perform a wavelet decomposition, a three-level wavelet decomposition. We get a set of approximation coefficients for the R, G, and V band, and also a set of detailed coefficients for the gray image in horizontal, vertical, and diagonal. We've selected a bi-orthogonal wavelet with symmetric response and an appropriate support width of 9 pixels. After the wavelet decomposition, for each incoming region, we have a set of approximation and detail coefficients. We model the distribution of the coefficients using a parametric model, and after the modeling, we have a feature vector with the parameters of the model. So, for the approximation coefficients, we select a Gaussian distribution. Why? Because the approximation coefficients at the lowest resolution level are supposed to have a uniform color. So in this case, as a feature vector, we have its mean and its variance for the R, G, and V band. In the case of the detail coefficients, we select, based on the work of Malat, a generalized Gaussian distribution. In this case, for each set of detail coefficients, we have the alpha and beta parameter. Here, you can see an example of our region characterization scheme. This is the selected region, a texture region. In the second column, you can see in blue the distribution of the approximation coefficients in the R, G, and V band, and in red the characterized distribution. In the third column, you can see the distribution of vertical detail coefficients for the level 1, 2, and 3, and in red and in blue the characterized distribution. As you can observe, the model follows the tendency of the real distribution. In order to measure the similarity between two regions, between the incoming region and the predicted region, we need a distance. In our case, we have selected the Kullback Leiber distance, which provides us an analytical solution for the approximation coefficients or Gaussian distribution, and for the generalized Gaussian distribution for the detailed coefficients. Well, after the characterization of the region, now we have to update the background model. We have selected an strategy for background modeling based on the strategy proposed by Stoffer et al., which operate at pixel level. In our case, our background region is modeled like a mixture of Gaussian modes, in where each mode models the deviation of each instantiation of the region with respect to the predicted region. So in this equation, d is the distance of the instantiation of the region in the t instant with respect to the predicted region of the k mode of the mixture. Omega is a weighting constant factor that indicates the relevance of this model of the k mode in the recent history of the region. We have computed the distance like a weighting sum between approximation, the distance of the approximation coefficients, and the distance between the detail coefficients, based on the idea that the detail coefficients are less sensitive to sudden illumination changes. So, for each incoming image, we compute its distance to all of the modes of the mixture. If this distance is under a threshold level value, this incoming region match with the K mode. Then we have to update all the weighting factors when alpha is called the learning constant and give us an idea of the velocity of adaptation of the background model to changes. And then we have to update all the parameters of the model of the matched mode. In this case, we use another constant, which is proportional not only to the learning constant, but also to the probability of the instantiation of the region of belonging to the K mode. As we operate at the region level, only one of the modes is going to be representative of the background. This mode has the highest weighting constant because it's the more relevant in the recent history of the region, and also is the more stable because its standard deviation is the lowest. But when the mode that represents the background changes, we suppose that configuration change had happened. So we need to make a resegmentation. Now we are going to present some result of our approach under gradual illumination changes, under sudden illumination changes, in the presence of shadow, and finally when an object becomes part of the background. In case of gradual illumination changes, this is in the upper figure, the profile of the change we have analyzed. The slope of the change is slower compared with the velocity of the adaptation of the background model. In the first plot, you can see in red the distances of each incoming region to the predicted region along time. This distance is approximately constant and low, has a low value, except for some noisy points. This is because of the use of the Kullback-Leibler distance, which is not a real metric, so its behavior is not linear. In the second plot, you can see the weight associated to the K modes of the Gaussian, of the mixture of Gaussian, but we only have one mode, so its weighting factor is always one. And in the third plot, you can see the evolution of the standard deviation associated to the principal mode. In the initialization process, we start with a high standard deviation value, but when the region is stable, the standard deviation decays until it reaches a saturation level. As a conclusion, the model absorbs the change and the parameters that describe the representative mode are updated appropriately. In this case, we are going to compare the RGB space color selected with the LUB space color. The distance a long time in under the gradual illumination change is higher in the L band with respect to the U and V band, so we can think that the LUB is better than RGB color space in under gradual illumination changing. This is true, but we can see the same behavior with under a non-illumination change, so in which the L band is the distance in the L band is higher than the distance in the U and V band. So we conclude that we still need the detailed information before making any decision. Now we are going to study the response of our approximation when there is a sudden illumination change. We are going to study the influence of the gamma parameter. If we give the same relevance to approximation and detailed coefficients, which is the results in this column, we see that when the sudden illumination change happens, the distance increases and a new mode in green appears in the mixture of Gaussians. This new mode is getting more relevance and it's the standard deviation decays. So finally, we are going to detect a change in the configuration of the scene. But if we give more relevance to the child coefficients, the distance when the sudden illumination change happens is under the threshold level, so no new mode appears in the mixture of Gaussian. So we can conclude that although the behavior of our algorithm is dependent on the value of gamma, we should select low values of gamma under sudden illumination changes. Color pixel-based algorithms are not able to handle with the presence of shadows. But in our approach, the inclusion of the context and detailed information allows us to handle with its presence, as it's shown in this column. The distance is approximately constant in the presence of shadows. We have only one principal mode in the mixture, and the standard deviation behavior is approximately constant also. Finally, we are going to present some results when there is a new object in the scene that it is incorporated in the background. In this case, when the change happens, the distance increases in approximation coefficient, but especially in the detail coefficients. So a new mode appears in green in this case. At the beginning, the standard deviation of this new mode is high. But when the situation of the scene is stable, the standard deviation decays and a change in the principal mode happens. So now we decide that there is a new configuration of the scene and we will start the resegmentation of the region. Now we are going to show you the behavior of our approach. When new objects appear in the scene, sorry. New objects appear over the appears in the scene. In the scene, they cross over the region. Now, but they don't become part of the background. The time they stand is sorted out so that they do not affect the principal mode. New people will enter in the scene and will see that some shadows pass over the region, not affecting also the principal mode. The two objects cross over the radius, and the behavior now is the same than the previous one. Finally, we are going to show you the performance of the algorithm when a new object appears in the scene and becomes part of the background. The person enters in the scene and remains there for a long time. A new mode appears in the mixture of Gaussian until it becomes more significant now than the principal mode. So to conclude, the joint consideration of approximation and detail coefficients to model the regions and mixture of Gaussians allows not only handling efficiently with illumination changes, but also with new objects that appear in the scene and become part of the background and with the presence of shadows. The information gathered in the proposed framework shows how a potential not only for background modeling, but also for intelligent analysis of the scene evolution. So, thank you.
Thank you, Einar. Any questions? When you showed the profile of the illumination change, that was an artificial illumination change you imposed on the sequence.
Yes.
How do you introduce it on the sequence? Is it in all color channels? In all color channels, in the U channel, in the Y channel?
In all color channels.
All color channels.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Philip.
I have two small questions about the segmentation. If I understand well, when you have a new frame, you don't resegment this frame. You use the segmentation which has been initially done on the background, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I understand that one of the basic messages that you send is that we have to model the background region-based. Now, have you studied the influence of the size of the regions? Because depending on your segmentation, you can have a large number of very small regions that you are going to model, or less regions which are going to be bigger. Have you studied the influence of the size?
No. We have detected that if the region is bigger, when you need more a big object coming into the region to be detected. So we will have to reduce, in this case, the size of the region, splitting it or something like that.
Okay. But you have no guidelines to what's the average size that we should start using or... Not studied yet.
No.
Right. So I think that with this, we want to thank you very much, all the authors, the presenter, for all the presenters for having been so perfect in their timing, and the audience for their question. And with this, we close this session, and I wish you a good evening.